Recording in progress.
DL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, the municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you could always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall have only one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard. Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilman Kahn.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw. Councilman Uren.
Here.
Council President Lombardi.
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller.
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey.
Here.
Township Attorney Rajvir Goomer.
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch.
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Would everyone please join me in the flag salute?
United States of America,
and to the Republic of
America, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with
liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to number 6, which is open to the public for comments that are regarding the consent agenda items only. Please remember it's open to the public for the comments regarding the consent agenda items only. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public regarding the consent agenda items only.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised for this agenda item.
The public portion is now closed. Number 7 is an ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of the municipal code. It's open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to amend and supplement the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 10, Departments, Section 18, Division of Police, Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Section 27, Smoking and Edibles on Public Property, Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 8, Parking, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets, Section 20, Stop Intersections, Section 25, Vehicles Over Designated Weight Excluded from Certain Streets, Chapter 10, Health Regulations, Section 2.4, Fees, Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation Areas, Section 1, Use of Parks, Playgrounds, Fields, Rinks, and Courts, Hours, Permits, Section 4.1, Fees and Charges, Section 5.1, Rules and Regulations for Public Use, Section 10.1, Display of Flags on Township Flagpoles, Chapter 14, Building, Section 1.3, Fees, Chapter 15, Short-Term Rentals, Section 5, Fees, Chapter 17, Property Maintenance Code Adopted, Section PM-101.8, Application to Creditors, Section PM-113.5, Registration of Real Property Mortgagee Holding, Mortgages in Default, Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 1102, General Parking Schedule, Chapter 23, Sewers and Wastewater, Section 3.3, Strength Measurement, Section 23-11.4, Township Responsibility, Section 11.5, System Improvements, Chapter 24, Site Plan Review, Section 702.3, Other Design Criteria, Chapter 32, Stormwater Management and Control, Section 5, Definitions, and Section 7A, Green Roofs, and the Salary, Compensation, and Classification Plan for the Officials and Employees of the Township of Piscataway was introduced on the 29th day of November 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 13th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-27.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Since this is a second reading, this will be open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public for number 7, ordinance second reading.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised for this agenda item.
The public portion's now closed. Can I have an offer?
Councilman Don Howard.
May I have a second?
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes second reading. Number 8 is an ordinance second reading. Ordinance adopting amended redevelopment plan for block 11901, lot 22.15, 857 Hose Lane West. It's open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance adopting an amended redevelopment plan for block 11901, lot 22.15, 857 Hose Lane West, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the 29th day of November 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 13th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-28.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. This ordinance is second reading. It will be open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public for number 8.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised for this agenda item.
The public portion is now closed. Can I have an offer, please?
Councilman Arnoffer.
Can I have a second?
Councilman Kahn, second.
Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes second reading. Number 9 are the consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be voted on or discussed separately? Seeing none, can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda passes. Number 10 is a resolution, Fire District Number 1, Commissioner's Compensation. Ms. Cedar, can you please read this resolution?
Yeah, I'm just going to read it by title. It's the Board of Fire Commissioners of Fire District 1 authorized and approved 2023 annual compensation for the fire commissioners in their district.
Thank you very much. Can I have a motion to accept?
Motion.
Can I have a second?
Councilman Arnold, I'll second it.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Abstain. Number 11 are the announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman Cahill?
I'd like to say it was a great Friday night. Santa came to visit the kids at Piscataway. We had at least 100 kids there or more with their parents. They all took pictures with Santa Claus. It really was a great event. I think it looks to be like it's going to be even bigger next year. We ran out of cookies and I think drinks too. So all that is to say is that it was a great event. I'm wishing everyone in the community a very happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Kwanzaa begins the day after Christmas. So for folks who are celebrating then, enjoy that week-long celebration. And last but definitely not least, I'd be remiss, and I cannot go long because I'll probably get teary-eyed. I'm sorry. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, Council President. I forgot.
Councilman Kahn.
Thank you, Council President. So this is my last meeting. I tried to think of how many meetings have been happening. Hundreds of meetings over the last 22 years. I just want to say a couple quick words. I've had the honor to serve with a lot of great folks, everybody here on this council included, many other former council people who have retired and sadly some that have passed away, are no longer with us. And a lot of great township employees, a lot of great police officers, public works folks, folks at the TV station, folks that work at town hall and all the different offices. And it's been a real honor to have had the opportunity to serve this community. I've lived here over 30 years. And I just want folks to know at home that, the people you see in township government, from the mayor, right on down to folks in plowing the streets, really work hard for our community. It's a great town. I'm really proud to live here. It's a unique and special place. I've had more than one person over the years when I tell them I live in Piscataway, look at me enviously because they know we have certain things in our community. We have a certain sense of community that other towns don't have. If I had been a small part of that over the last 20 plus years, then that's terrific. So while I will not be on the town council, I hope to remain involved in town. I believe in public service deeply. I hope to continue to participate in town and be involved in some public way without necessarily being an elected official. And I guess I finally should say I'm very excited because the person taking over my seat, Sharon Carmichael, is a terrific person. I'm really excited about the energy and ideas that she is going to bring to the third ward, to the town. In fact, I wish I would have had the opportunity to serve with her, as well as Dennis Espinosa, who is the new second ward council person. Dennis is a great guy and has some great ideas. And I think the 2023 and so on councils are going to be just better and better with some great new folks. So anyway, thank you, Council President, for letting me take a few moments. And I appreciate you as a not only a colleague, but as a friend as well.
Thank you. For the rest of the council members, we'll save our comments for Steve for the end. If you'd like to say anything else, Linwood Rouse?
Just no more than just to pray that God bless everyone with a wonderful holiday season with Christmas and New Year's coming, and that everyone would be safe throughout the entire township, and that just so happy and delighted to be able to work with such wonderful people. Our mayor and all the council and all that has played a part. It's just been a great experience. And I just hear what Steve was saying and those that are going on, but just to keep everyone in prayer, let you know that I'll be praying for you as well. Thank you.
Councilman Aaron.
Yes, I just want to wish everybody a happy and safe holiday. And to Councilman Khan, you will truly be missed. You are an asset to the township. I really appreciate your service. Thank you.
Mayor Brian Waller.
Just to remind everybody, Possum Town Firehouse is having their annual breakfast with Santa this Saturday from 8:30 to 12 o'clock.
Business Administrator Tim Dacey.
I wish all the residents and the council members a happy holiday season and looking forward to working with you next year.
Township Attorney Raj Kumar.
Just ditto what Tim Dacey said. Happy holidays and looking forward to seeing all of you in the new year.
Thank you. And I'd also like to ditto what Councilwoman Cahill said. We had a great night lighting the tree. It was very festive. I'd also like to wish everybody a very happy holiday, however you may observe. And most importantly, a happy, healthy, and safe, prosperous 2023. So I'll now move into our agenda session for the January 2023 reorganization meeting. We will have various mayor's appointments. Then we will also have the other appointments, various appointments. And we will have the appointments of the council committees, public safety, public works, finance, and personnel. So at this time, we will open to the public for any matters. So if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Sid Madison, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. State your name and address, Sid.
Sid Madison, 176 Blackford Avenue. My request of the council, a resolution that asks Governor Murphy to immediately enact a moratorium on all fossil fuel infrastructures projects in New Jersey. Everything that I say will be supported by an email to the council. In brief, here is the logic for the request. First, the world is not doing what is required to achieve the Paris Agreement, which was created in 2016 by over 190 countries. At COP27, and I quote, a sharp warning from scientists who said that global warming is already killing thousands to tens of thousands of people each year, and that the carnage will only increase without immediate sharp cuts in the emissions heating the climate, end quote, i.e. the world is not doing what is required. In 2021, the IE said, and I quote, there is no need for investment in new fossil fuel supply in our net zero pathway. And a second quote, the global pathway to net zero emissions in 2050, detailed in this report, requires that all governments to significantly strengthen and then successfully implement their energy and climate policies, end quote. Note, all governments to significantly strengthen and then successfully implement their energy and climate policies. You have heard of the Inflation Reduction Act, which will provide resources for addressing climate change. It is only expected to achieve 80% of President Biden's 2030 goal of 50% reduction of emissions, i.e., the United States is not doing what is required. In New Jersey, the BPU said no more fossil fuel infrastructure is needed in New Jersey. There are 7 fossil fuel infrastructure projects proposed for New Jersey, potentially adding 38% more emissions. Those projects are 180 degrees in the wrong direction from Governor Murphy's goal of 50% reduction in emissions by 2030. i.e. New Jersey is not doing what is required. And allowing any of those unnecessary projects would cost New Jersey residents more. That's a brief description of the rationale for my request to the council. I will provide written documentation. Are there any questions?
None at this time, Sid. Thank you so much for your concerns.
Okay.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
The public portion is now closed. So we will now move forward with any comments we'd like to have from council members. Oh, Councilwoman Cahill.
So 22 years ago, I moved into this town, mostly because of the councilman sitting to my right here. Actually, probably 100% because of him sitting here. He introduced us to the mayor who was running at the time. And then little did I know that my path would lead me to serving on the council with Councilman Kahn. He has been a great friend to me, a brother to my husband, a friend and a brother. And to this town, a public servant for, what is it, over 20 years now? Or over plus 20 years, I can't say. Okay, 22 years. So I don't know what else to say, Steve, other than what you've brought to this town has been important. You've done great things, and you will be missed here, but not in our personal life. And I look forward to all the things that you'll do with Annabelle, Owen, and Wendy, and all the great things that you'll be able to enjoy and have more time for with your family. Thank you for serving.
Thank you. Linwood Rouse, do you have any further comments?
No more than just as Gabrielle was talking and saying about Steve and our relationship over the years. And I do get the opportunity once more now to say to Steve, all those times that he came to get me to help out, I'll be coming to get him to help out me. I get a chance to flip the script. But God bless you, Steve, for all that you've been. And I hope I've always been there for you, because I'm looking for you to be there for me still. That's it.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Aaron, do you have any further comments?
Just echoing what Gabrielle said about Steve, and let's not also forget Jim, who's not, he retired from the council too. He was truly missed. I learned a lot from Jim. He was my mentor when I came on board, and I learned a lot from him.
Thank you. Mayor Brian Waller.
Well, Council President, I have to say that we were, Piscataway Township has been blessed over the last 22 plus years with both Councilman Kahn and Councilman Ballard. I'll talk a little bit about Jim. Jim, as Frank and a lot of the council colleagues know, that has been front and center. He was Mr. Recreation here in this town, involved in everything, Volunteer of the Year. You name it, Jim was involved, heavily involved over at the Senior Center, avid photographer. If you've ever seen a lot of pictures over at the Senior Center, those are a lot of the pictures that Jim took and donated to this Senior Center, and was the ombudsman for basically our aging community here in town. And he's played a vital role of bridging both the gap of the seniors and our young children in town. As a matter of fact, Jim was one of the people who started the buddy system over at the Sterling at the Senior Center with computer literacy, with our seniors gearing, tying it in with high school students to make everything, to learn how to do Zoom, FaceTime, pay taxes online and things like that, and take care of technology moved forward. Jim was there to help seniors out and working with our youth in our community. And Jim, both, and you can't talk about Jim without talking about Lois, because Lois is front and center also with Jim. And there wasn't a time that Lois didn't say, "Hey, Jim, you can go out. You don't have to stay home," because Jim loved going out and helping out the residents. As far as Steve goes, and one of the big accomplishments that Steve is to help get the community center over the finish line. This is one of Steve's brainchild. I remember distinctly back in 2002, we were out at the where the old Y site was, and Steve and I were both pondering what our community was going to look like in 20 years. And that was the genesis of building a community center. It took a lot longer for the two of us, as well as the other council members and prior council members, but because we all knew the economics and the challenges that we had to build that building. But I'm proud to say, and Steve is probably very proud because he goes over and uses that building a lot with his family. That is a shining moment in a public, when you're a public servant, to see that its policies and initiatives that you did actually come to fruition. Unfortunately, in this day and age, it seems like government works at two speeds, slow and stop at the national level. But in Piscataway, we try to get things over the finish line as cost effective as possible for our residents, and something that will truly brighten up their lives. And I think the building, the community center and the programming there for generations to come are going to be a lasting impact. And Steve Kahn had a lot to do with that, as well as the other council members. And he'll hold the record too. I don't know if the other council members know this, that he's the only sitting council member who represented two different wards. He started out when I became mayor, he was the ward two councilman back in from 2001 to 2002. And then when redistricted him in a census hit redistricting, then he was moved into the third ward. So then he became the third ward councilman. So for those people who are critical of the way the redistricting went this past go around, seem to forget that Steve was also councilmen both in two different wards because the way the census lines were drawn. But Steve, you've been a great colleague, a great advocate for a lot of, whether it's recreation or the sports programs, and as well as fiscal responsibility in our community. And you will definitely be missed, but you're a short phone call away. And I know that we'll be finding you over there continuing to make Owen a star high school basketball player at some point in his life. And that's what your initiatives are. So Steve, you're not going to be put out to pasture because I know Wendy has a lot of things for you to do at the house. So, and unfortunately, as Steve doesn't really tell anybody, he was seriously flooded out twice at his house. And like a lot of other residents who endured pain during Ida and Floyd and some of the other hurricanes, he felt the pain of a lot of the river roads. And the other shining moment was he was able to, the truck limitation limits on River Road, which took about 50 years, but Steve was there to help push over the finish line with the DOT Commissioner Diane Scicchetti. So thank you, Steve, for all the hard work.
Thank you, Mayor. Our business administrator, any further comments?
I'd just like to thank Councilman Connick and Councilman for their hard work. Both of them have been very good to work with. They've come up with a lot of great ideas, and they both have a lot of energy that they dedicate to the township. The township was very lucky to have them, and I was very lucky to be able to work with two fine council people.
Thank you. Our township attorney, Raj Kumar.
Yeah, just the same comments. It was a pleasure to work with Councilman Bouard and Councilman Khan in about 10 years, sitting next to you on and off, depending on the rotation of the seats. And it's been a pleasure.
Our township clerk, Melissa Cedar.
Steve, it's been a pleasure working with you. Almost as long as you worked with the previous clerk, or actually just as long. So we split you. But it's been a pleasure. I've loved working with you. You've been very approachable, a great councilman, council president, all, you know, through the years. So I just wanted to thank you.
And I'll close it out. Go ahead.
And I should have singled you out, Michelle. You are, if there's a better, let's say, if there's a better municipal clerk in New Jersey, I think. I appreciate everybody's comments, but I'm remiss because I didn't really make any comments before, specifically about our colleague, Jim Ballard, who was unfortunately seriously ill, was recovering, so hasn't been at our meetings in a while. But I think it's fair to say that Jim Ballard may have contributed and touched the lives of more people than Piscataway Township in his time as a public servant than anybody I know or anybody I serve with. Even before Jim was an elected official, he was, as I think Frank pointed out, and the mayor did as well, volunteer of the year in the town. And that really symbolizes who he is. I mean, he was a guy as a councilman that constantly was doing something for somebody. No thought of a claim. He's going to get his name in the paper. He's going to get something for it. He's going to get an award. That's just who he was. And he I've known a lot of elected officials, both in our towns and others. I think I can comfortably say Jim had a positive effect one-on-one with more people in this town than anybody I've ever come into. Township should be thankful to him for his time in public service. He has left public office a better place than he was when he got here. So I should have said that in detail before. Shame on you. Thank you.
Council President, I'll just second that because I did not say anything about Jim, but he's been a great colleague for me and was there for my mom before she passed with a lot of helpful information for her as she struggled through her heart issues. So I am remiss I didn't say it, but Jim will never be forgotten.
No, and a special thank you to everything that he brought to this community. Thank you to Jim and to Lois. And I'll end with a few final comments. Well, it was an honor and a privilege to work with you, Steve. You always stood your ground, stood up for what you believed in, and always, always stood your ground at finance meetings to keep the taxes stable. You brought great stability to this council. We all have our little niches of what we're good at, but you were always the voice of reason and mediation. And you brought your skills as an attorney to the council. So it was very useful, very well done. And I'll just say that for every ending, there's a new beginning, and that hopefully you can work on promoting your book. And it's not a goodbye, it's a see you later. And I'll end it with that. So I'd like to have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
How about a second? Second that. And all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you, everyone, and have a good evening.
Good, everyone.
Good night. Yeah.